Doogie. Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What a number! You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
Hey, you're one of those funny people with a big crazy nose.
A clown?
No, a
Joker! That's right. And I'm not a practicing joker, so I'm not that offended.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Krusty, but these kids have field trip journals to write.
Yeah, yeah, right. Who's your agent?
What's an agent?
Ka-ching! That's right. I want to hire your entire Appalachian dumpling gang, and I'll pay them the most anyone on TV is entitled to get. Scale!
Now, I don't sign nothing without pretending to read it first. Hamburger, 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 hamburger. Looks good.
The Don and Mike Show.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
I was reading something about the Simpsons movie that opens this weekend. That, when you think about it, I'm surprised I've never really put it like this. It was a guy, Matt Groening, doing an interview where he said, Krusty is Homer. If you look at the way that they're drawn, they're the exact same guy. And the thought was behind the original character of Krusty the Clown, it was supposed to be Homer was Krusty in secret so that Bart would respect him. But once the show got on the air, they figured, what the hell? Mm-hmm. So Krusty is Krusty and Homer is Homer. But in the one that they reran last night, I really stopped and looked at the body and the face right. and the head of Krusty the Clown. And goddamn, if it's
What,
not,
are you gay?
Yeah, it's Homer. Cool. I mean, 100% it's Homer.
I didn't notice.
Stop looking at my body.
And the other revelation I got last night is what Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel's last name is.
What was it?
Spuckler.
I am really looking forward to that movie.
I think it's going to be pretty good.
I really am,
man. So check out that Krusty body.
Isolate that one.
I was hooked on Maybelline.
There it is.
Check out that Krusty body.
There it is.
Here's another Krusty body. Huh? We have not heard yet from Super Jock. I hate to say Super Jerk, Larry Lujack.
Yeah. Now
I'm just trying to see if he'll call.
Are you trying
in.
To jog him with that kind of a comment?
Yeah, it's 10 after 3 in Albuquerque.
Oh. I'm surprised you didn't return the call like within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Me too, Mike.
Hello,
I'm very, very surprised about that.
Maybe he wants to be leave his radio pass behind him.
Yeah. And then there is the case of Matt the Pollock.
Been very quiet today.
Yeah. You know, he was late today.
Oh. And he's kind of been sulky.
Well, I think he's pouting / hungover. He was in Atlantic City all weekend. Okay. He left AC this morning at 11.
He was at the Gabe Kaplan lookalike contest.
he called John and gave him some line of horse crap about, hey, I'm in Atlantic City and I need one of you guys to come pick me up in Baltimore.
You mean he was in Atlantic City this morning?
He left at 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my.
John, is that right?
That is correct. I got an email. The first correspondence I received from Matt was at about 8:20 this morning when he said that he was stuck in AC and his ride was on a mission.
Stuck in AC into Monday morning.
Ride's on a mission.
I believe, methinks that is a familiar scenario.
So anyway, he's here, and you're right,
How do you get stuck in Atlantic City? Something bad happened.
Well, I hope so.
Something very bad happened.
Can we find out without actually hearing Matt's voice?
I think you might have to hear
Hey,
it.
Joe.
Yes,
Joe, would you please find the answer out for Matt and then come in and tell us?
Okay.
Because I know how much you are fond of Matt.
So you're going to ask Joe guy. To get the story from Matt, and then Joe will come in and relay the story. And I don't think there'll be anything lost in the translation.
Not a word.
Not a thing. You know what else I like to do, maybe tomorrow or the next day?
What?
Really is get some boxing gloves and let Joe and Matt go at it. One-on-one.
Oversized boxing gloves like they had on the Bob Hope show?
Yeah, like the big comedy kind.
Yeah, comedy boxing gloves.
Or as big as we can possibly find.
For safety.
And really, I think more than anything, I think Joe would really like to punch Matt the intern.
And who knows? Maybe Matt would feel the same way.
Might be mutual.
I think Matt's feelings were hurt the other day. I don't remember what it was about, but I remember his feelings were hurt.
Joe just doesn't like Matt.
He hates him.
Joe.
Here he is now.
Here comes Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. What can you tell us about Matt's trip to Atlantic City?
Well, what happened was his friend lost all his money and was on a mission to win his money back.
Oh.
So he played all night and into the morning. And
on Sunday?
Yeah. I guess into Monday.
Into Monday. Wow.
Today, right.
Matt had lost his money about 10 hours before, so he was just Hanging out. Yeah, he's trying to figure out how to pay his rent.
His friend was kind of a compulsive gambler and did not want to leave, and they were scheduled to leave a lot earlier than they did?
Yes, I would assume that would be the case.
You know that reminds me of Michael.
That's a tough thing. Sundays are tough. Sundays are very difficult in Atlantic City, especially Sunday mornings. And if you see somebody in a casino hotel at 7 a.m., that's when you know there's trouble.
Hey, Joe, hold on a second. Is everybody going to talk now? One at a time. What would you like to say, Buzz?
I was just going to ask Mike if you've ever stayed over to a Monday morning. Has it ever been that dire?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I've been with someone who's made me leave.
What were you going to say, Rob?
I was
going to
say that with Joe's new haircut, he has a widow's peak like Eddie Munster. Uh-huh.
I think that's his new tough guy haircut.
I mean, is that connected or is that like a tough?
Boy. Hey,
Joe. I drew it in with a Sharpie.
Hey, Joe, come here for a second.
Yes.
With your new tough guy haircut.
Yes.
You really don't like Matt, right?
No, I like him fine.
Wow.
It's I wear out on interns, that's all.
He just doesn't like the position. He doesn't like interns in general. He gets burned out on interns very quickly.
Very quickly.
Because wasn't it Friday you wanted us to duct tape his mouth? Seriously, behind the scenes.
Sure. I mean, it would have been funny.
Now, did you say that to be funny or were you being serious?
I was being serious, but then he was so quiet for the rest of the day, it didn't even matter.
Is he still kind of sulky today? Is he kind of pouty today?
No, I think he's fitting back in. He's just kind of... He's probably very hungover and
tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lurking.
Do you want to box him?
He's just
him?
Like lurking in the back of the producer's room.
Would you like to box him?
No. I wouldn't. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You don't want to box him?
Lover. No, because I've had like 5 concussions in my life. I just can't do it.
It doesn't show.
Yeah, I know.
Matt, would you like...
Oh, it wasn't that funny, Rob.
Matt, would you like to box Joe? Raise your hand if you'd like to box Joe.
He's raising his hand.
He's up for anything.
That's the insanity of
Matt. Raise your hand if you're challenging Joe to a boxing match.
Both hands.
What do you say, Joe?
No,
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. All right, well, then stop bitching about him.
I'm not bitching about him.
No, stop bitching about him like you were on Friday when you were sending John emails saying that Matt was driving you crazy.
Send him home early.
Yeah, and you wanted, remember we had that whole discussion, you're his supervisor.
Right.
You wanted to send him home early. Uh-huh. Unless you want to box him. Shut up about him.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Good man. Thank you, Joe.
Now we have a policy.
I think he's wonderful.
Hey, Matt. Way to stare down Joe. Go ahead and speak, Matt. Go ahead and speak. How's it feel, huh? You'd kick his ass, right?
Damn straight.
He never changes. Never wavers.
How did you...
He probably would get his ass kicked.
Hey, Matt.
I'm in my prime.
How did you spend the time when your friend was gambling for 10 hours?
Looking for a tall bridge to jump off of?
Oh, for the money.
That sounded slurred, didn't it?
He is such a douchebag.
He
really is. You're just licking the floor all night? Some dingy casino? What, boys?
I'm sure he... Was that?
Was it? You said you were playing. Matt
I got down to playing penny slots. I was so broke.
I'm sure he was compulsively doing something.
You know.
Another one, waitress.
Did you have a hotel room?
No. Backseat of a car.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
Sleep.
That's like having people. That's when those degenerates leave their kids in the car.
When did you last bathe, Matt?
I'll take the 5th.
Come on, tell us. When did you last bathe?
2 days ago.
Can we bring him in just to have a look at him? Just a quick look. I'm fond of the boy.
Only if you'll smell him.
All right, I'll smell him.
Come on in, Matt.
Awful quick,
against us.
That was a fast volunteer.
I like the boy.
I wish that Rob would beat him up. What if we dressed him up like your wife?
He actually has a little parfum on. Did you put some of that body spray on?
No.
Why is that? Did you put on deodorant?
No. There were a couple of girls that went on the trip. Maybe they sprayed something while I was sleeping.
Oh,
in the car.
BS.
Like pepper spray.
Yeah, right.
Pepper
spray. How many of you slept
too
in the
close.
Car?
So, would you like to box Joe? Seriously, would you like to box?
Move over to the microphone, boy.
Would you like to box Joe?
Sure. Sounds like a great idea.
Would you like to box any of our listeners if they were to volunteer?
Oh,
sight unseen?
Now, that's a good one, Mike.
Sight unseen?
What about girls? What if girls could just punch you?
How about if we auditioned like the right girl to box Matt?
How about if it was a girl? And Matt had to have his hands tied behind his back.
I don't think you need to do that. I think with the boxing gloves, you can actually have Matt to try to. If you get the right girl,
he can block.
He can. That'll be the ultimate. Have him actually have a legitimate boxing match against a girl.
I may be. I know, I can take a woman.
I bet you can't. I bet there's a woman. I bet we would find a woman out there listening who would actually.
I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head.
You know, the
ass.
Women's boxing is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and I know that there are certainly some amateurs out there.
All we need is one of those fitness freaks out there. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those chicks that compulsively goes to the gym and works out on the bag.
And Matt has just solicited for us by saying he could take a girl. He could easily take a girl.
They could come work out on his bag.
Matt, what are your just for women that might be listening right now? What is what are your vital statistics? Your how tall? 5'8"?
185 maybe.
Okay, how much?
Yes,
I'm already thinking ahead. That if we really did this, we would have to do something to give the woman an advantage. Only because I think legally, whether it be woman or man, we can't have him really battling someone. However, we can have someone beat the crap out of him.
Can we?
Yes.
If it makes it easier, I won't wear the gloves for.
Oh, look at that. And he holds up his bare fist.
You know what? If there is a woman out there who
thinks... He got the blank eyes today. Look at him.
Who thinks that she's in shape, who would like to just slap him around a little bit.
She wears the headgear. He doesn't get any.
Yeah. He has his hands tied by... Oh, even better. We tie him like a dog. Here's what we do. We take his hands behind his back, and we tie him with a string to the railing outside. So he can only run to the left, can only run to the right. Uh-huh. And then
chain him up like a dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
With my hands
it's kind of
together.
A follow-up to the Michael Vick dogfighting thing.
Yes, with your hands behind your back, and the woman will chase you around and punch you.
How am I supposed to fight back?
Right.
It's not fun.
Or really, I mean, you know, because I'm just thinking also with the way they get in the way of these things whenever it's like physical combat, what about wrestling? What about a legitimate wrestling? Like who would pin who first? Who would choke who out first?
Well, first off, how do I know that he's not going to get some kind of deviant pleasure out of that, Mike?
Well, he probably would.
How do you know that, too?
Like Andy Kaufman?
He gets deviant pleasure out of anything. Yeah. You know that. He sat in the kimchi soup the other day.
I think, you know, I got to watch it here, bordering on almost overloading on Matt, but just looking at him, there has to be a woman out there. Large and in charge.
A really large woman. A strong, you said it, fitness freak.
Yeah.
You know, a woman who probably works out by kickboxing or something like
that. Or she does Tai Bo or whatever it is. Uh-huh. Just consider, whenever we set this up, Matt will be the bag.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Matt will be, he'll be a moving bag. Oh, hold on, even better.
What?
What if we blindfolded him?
Oh, and then he can have boxing gloves on.
Yeah, what if we blindfolded him?
Yeah. Right.
How about that?
How's that sound, Matt?
No problem. I've seen Bloodsport.
No problem, he says.
I've seen Bloodsport. I can do this.
He's in.
You're blindfolded, and you can have your hands free, but you are still chained to the wrought iron fence outside.
Wonderful idea.
So you can only run so far, like a crazy dog.
So it gives me the impression I'm just going to try and run away and just get tugged back.
You wouldn't. You'd stand there and take it, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Boxing gloves, blindfolds, and a large... In charge woman.
All right, get out of here, Matt. Get out. And we'll have a nice prize for the lady.
Of course.
Who can beat the crap out of Matt.
And if he loses, we drown him, right? Just like a dog fight?
Drown him. Yeah, absolutely.
Or electrocute him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just do like Mike Vick. Just take a piece of cement. Mm-hmm. Slam his head open.
So long, Matt. Well, that'll be wonderful.
Okay, so we need a woman if we're really going to make this happen.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, we need a fine strapping woman.
And I know that we got plenty of cash. I mean, seriously, we got plenty of dead presidents.
Very good.
So we can throw, I think, maybe even $1,000 to the woman that would like to come out and participate in this exhibition.
How long will the rounds be?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Not endurance.
5 minutes.
I don't know, but I love the thought of him with a dog collar and a chain or a rope, even better, a rope, that ties him to the wrought iron fence,
right?
Blindfolded,
sure.
Running around, and a woman just walking up and like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and he'll have to do all of his boxing by sound.
Right.
He'll have to heighten his senses. So it's time for him to start practicing already.
He'll have to go Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Perhaps that's the, maybe it would be the Marco Polo version of boxing.
That, you know what, this is how many of our greatest ideas have happened.
Because a lot of times when he will start to say Marco, that's when a blow will be being landed. So it'll be like, Marco!
Ow! Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, yeah, this is Barbara. I'd like a shot at him.
Now, come on, only real girls, please. We got a lot of guys calling.
Thank you for calling, Barbara.
No steroids.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm not a girl, but I'm built like one. Does that count? No, guys, calm down.
You're not getting
this
it.
These are the guys that just are so violent. They just can't contain themselves.
Call your sister. Call your mother. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm a quarter mile away. I've got two sets of boxing gloves, two sets of headgear with cages on the front.
Fantastic.
Bring them by. Bring them by.
Please and do.
I'll see if I can get a girl.
Whatever. We're still waiting for the women to call in.
Someone should call, what's her name? Kim Martucci. Yeah. At Channel 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or Megan McGrath. Be fantastic. Or Ann Compton.
Okay. If we're going to go into the heavyweight division. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got the perfect lady for you guys. Amanda
okay.
Storm out of Sacramento. She's from Rio Linda. This lady is psycho. She's a professional wrestler. You can Google her name and check her out. You got to see this, man.
Dom wants to do it tomorrow, and she's from Sacramento. That should be easy.
Hard.
You can fly her up.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to box them.
No, this is for ladies.
Only chicks. This is like strip trivia, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're so eager. The guys are so mm-hmm. eager.
You know, if it's either a chance to drop your pants or punch Matt in the face.
Yeah,
the guys
just can't contain themselves
guys,
here.
Gotta be, look, that's why we're number one rated with men.
Mm-hmm.
But please, women now.
They even know that you know that this is for women, but they just can't contain themselves.
That's right.
Hoping against hope that we might change the rule.
I like to think that that's not so much the bloodthirst that we have. Mm. I like to think it's just Matt.
Matt hate?
Yeah.
Bloodthirst, mad hate.
Some of that.
Bloodthirst, mad hate.
A little both.
Kind of interesting, huh? It's tough to tell what it really, really is.
That's a good name for him. Matt Hate.
Matt Hate.
We might have his brand new DJ name.
Matt the Hated.
Matt the Hater. Matt the Hated.
Matt the Hated.
I'm Matt Hate.
Matt Hate. That sounds a little bit more like Super Spy.
It's the Matt Hate Show.
Matt Eight.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I think that'll be fun tomorrow. Look forward to that. What's that?
What was this?
It's pretty.
It's some awful song. What the hell is this here? Got anything good on this disc at all?
Nothing.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? This is Matt Hate. I hate you.
And do you notice everything that we throw at him? He enthusiastically embraces.
He
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, we're going to blindfold you, tie you to with a rope to the chain link fence, and have somebody come down with a chainsaw. Okay.
That's why when we find the right woman, it will be so sweet
mm-hmm.
for all of us together, collectively.
Yes.
Us, our listeners, mm-hmm. anyone who's ever met Matt in real life.
And unlike the other day, this will not be an endurance competition. This might be over very quickly.
TKO. Oh, yes.
Yep.
It could be, you know, 1 minute he's dead. You know, down goes Bolon.
Are we going to allow him? And we can allow him to say uncle. We can allow him to wimp out.
Sure.
Uncle.
The only way he's going to be able to tell where the woman is by going Marco Polo. Good luck, man.
We just got to find that woman. Call us right now, chicks.
Please.
Call us right now.
Boxing.
Would you like to take a swing at MH?
He's short.
Matt Hate.
Matt Hate.
Matt Hate.
Hate. What a shame we didn't have more time. We get him his robe with Matt Hate. With hate on the back of it.
Matt Hate Show.
What the hell is
this? This is Shaggy, man. You know something I hate? Because my name's Matt Hate. Or Carolina. I hate Carolina. This is Matthew Hate. You know what I like, though?
I like rape.
Yeah.
Matthew P. Hate. And the P for Pollock, of course.
Is this a girl? I hope. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, let down again, man. Bummer every summer.
How about when the blindfold's on? Anybody can hit him.
No, sir. Yeah. This is for women.
How about we have Santa Claus come down and go number two on him? How would that be?
Santa Claus. And it'd be the Billy Bob Santa, too.
That's bad Santa. Break. Come right back. And speaking of dukes, yeah. How about that President Bush duke?
Yeah.
Woo! We'll be right back to talk butt.
This is the Don and Mike Show.